Recruiting and selecting sales agents. Ways brokers recruit their sales agents. Characteristics of a good job posting. Common daily brokerage activities. Things for brokers to avoid and keep in mind. What agents want and look for in a brokerage. Recruiting with social media. Selecting sales agents and recruiting staff. Ways that brokers recruit sales agents. Brokers are always on the lookout for new blood to bring into their firms. The hot real estate market of recent years has created a competitive market among brokers for recruiting successful sales agents to match the demand for properties. 1. Advertise on social media. Looking for new agents. Advertising for agents is an instance where your Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram accounts come in handy because you can reach a wide audience, many of whom may be interested in joining your team. 2. Use company-sponsored yard signs and billboards. Signage is yet another way to reach a large audience of prospective agents who may not be a part of the social media scene. 3. Run an ad in a local newspaper. Advertising in a local paper or print publication will help reach potential agents who browse print media for career opportunities. 4. Sponsor a lunch/breakfast/break at a real estate school. Sponsoring meals or snacks is perhaps the best way to recruit because the classrooms are filled with a captive audience of future license holders hunting for sponsoring brokers to train and mentor them. When recruiting from real estate schools, always be positive and remember that you are most likely speaking to older students who are going back to school, nervous, stressed, and embarking on a new career. Now is not the time to do the real-world talk. Wait until you have them in your office during your personal screening. 5. Attend career fairs. Many universities and community colleges will hold career fairs to expose their students to local employers. Regularly attending these fairs will get your name out there. Design and print up recruiting literature, like brochures and flyers, to display on your table. You may also want to invest in a retractable banner and stand to take to career fairs and trade shows. 6. Attend industry networking events. Attending industry events is especially effective if you are looking for experienced agents. Ensure you have plenty of business cards to hand out throughout the night. Take the time to talk to other brokers and agents to get the lowdown on who the top sellers in your market are. Always be respectful and avoid spreading gossip, as this will reflect poorly on you and your brokerage. 7. Post ads on employment search engines. Websites like Indeed and ZipRecruiter are popular avenues for finding agents and personnel for your brokerage. Many employers like the ease with which they can locate potential hires by uploading position descriptions and requirements to the website and waiting for resumes to appear through email. Other employment search engines include Glassdoor and LinkedIn. Characteristics of a good job posting. A framework to follow. When posting an ad, follow a framework like the one below to snag the best agents. Title. The title of the position is essential since it is the first thing a job hunter will see. Are you looking for a buyer's agent, a showing agent, a land acquisition agent, or perhaps a commercial real estate agent? The job title must be specific to attract the most highly qualified candidates for the position. Posting an ad for a real estate agent when you want someone with farm and ranch experience will not lend itself well to attracting the right candidate to your firm. Company information. Compose a paragraph or two explaining what makes your company unique. This is a good place for your mission statement or statement of purpose. Compensation range. Since the majority of sales agents work on commission, you cannot guarantee their compensation range. However, choose a realistic range. The right agents for your team will be motivated to reach for the stars. Some brokerages may list their commission split. Others may state that compensation is based on experience. Responsibilities. Include the position's key responsibilities. If you expect your agents to drive buyer clients to homes for showings, include that in the list. If you want your agents to negotiate contracts, attend closings, and participate in company training, ensure that you have included that in your list. Requirements/qualifications. The most important requirement would be a Texas real estate license. If you do not require that new hires already have a license, then indicate a time frame in which they will have to obtain one. This time frame should be no more than 90 days. Other requirements might include strong phone skills, excellent time management, and organizational skills. Benefits. Agents look for certain benefits that a brokerage can offer them, like training, coaching programs, and access to technology. Be sure to mention any tech tools that you use in your firm to attract tech-savvy agents. Leads. Indicate if you will be providing leads and a range of how many leads a sales agent that is part of your team can realistically expect per month. Marketing materials provided. Let potential applicants know whether or not you will provide any marketing materials like signs and business cards. Marketing materials are an added expense for many new agents who may be searching for brokerages that will provide them. Agent activities to mention. When writing a job posting, think about everything agents in your brokerage do daily. Common activities might include bulletin providing customer service, shortcost, bulletin following up on leads, bullet host hosting open houses, bullet disclosing property defects and facts, bullet preparing CM as for clients, bullet preparing real estate contracts and agreements, bullet drafting and submitting offers, bullet negotiating purchase agreements and contracts, bullet handling trust funds, bullet driving clients to properties, bullet conducting showings, bullet educating clients on the real estate process, bullet helping clients get pre-qualified for loans, bullet listing properties, bullet fielding walk-ins and incoming calls. Things to avoid and things to keep in mind. When creating a job posting for a prospective sales agent, be sure to use dynamic adjectives to describe the type of agent you want working for your brokerage. Remember, you want to attract the best people for the job and those who embody the traits you are looking for on your team. Pro tip, avoid this. Avoid using words like guarantee if you cannot guarantee something. Some brokerages might try to entice agents by promising 20 to 50 hot buyer leads per agent per month. A specific number of leads is difficult to guarantee, especially in a given time. Words like guarantee can come back to haunt you. What agents want and look for in a brokerage. Prospective agents want bullet mentoring / training, bullet technology tools, bullet professional development, bullet the internet marketing strategies, bullet general marketing guidance. Prospective agents look for bullet training and handholding from the start, bullet ongoing handholding and mentoring, recruiting with social media. Why is social media being used more? Social media has transformed how people approach their social and business worlds. People constantly reach out to their social networks for everything from restaurant recommendations to parenting tips. It is not uncommon for a friend's Facebook post to show up in your newsfeed to let everyone know she is looking for a job. She hopes that someone in her network or her connections networks will be able to help. So, why not use social media to recruit agents and administration staff for a brokerage? Completed. Things to keep in mind when recruiting with social media. To maximize your returns for your brokerage, keep the following items in mind when utilizing social media. 1. Think about the type of agent you want working in your brokerage. What type of personality would work best in your company culture? You may be looking specifically for a specialty or a niche to add to your firm. You may need a tech-savvy agent to come in with new ideas and fresh perspectives for updating your company. Figure out which demographics, age range, and career aspirations you are looking for. Social media is the place to go to recruit millennials for your team. The idea is to know who you are looking to recruit. 2. You need to create the content that will bring in sales agents. You can accomplish this by blogging and posting the link on your social media. Make sure that you use keywords that will optimize your content. You want your content to show up so that you can find the right agents for you. Encourage agents to come in for an interview at your firm. 3. Don't put all of your eggs in the social media basket. Remember, social media is not a cure-all. Whatever means you use to recruit agents is still valid and should not be replaced. Think of social media as just another channel on your television that offers you more choices. Just as you do with marketing efforts, keep track of which channels recruit the best agents for you. This information is invaluable for your recruiting efforts. Deciding on the hire. Selecting sales agents. You may have dozens of newly licensed sales agents flooding your brokerage with resumes. How do you know which ones are keepers? When selecting sales agents, you should always begin with the end in mind. You must know how many agents you must consistently train to have the team you need for your company. Consider how many new people you must interview daily or weekly to have the new agents you desire. You may have to interview several agents before finding the standouts that will best fit your company. Even though bringing in fresh recruits is an integral part of your business, remember to take care of your existing agents so you have your senior executive team as your base for operations. Consider the following when selecting new agents for your brokerage. Bullet, be forward-thinking with your company's hiring and training program. Bullet, remember, Gen Xers and millennials bring a lot of new ideas to the company. Review your programs and advertising to make sure you are inviting generational inquiries. Bullet, bring Gen X and the millennial generation into your management/mentoring program. Challenging questions management may need to answer are, Bullet, what positions do you want to hire for in the immediate future? Bullet, who are your strongest agents in order of production? Bullet, who are your strongest agents in order of leadership? These are the agents you need to have on your side when you implement change. Recruiting staff. How do you find people to work for you? When starting a brokerage, you want to recruit the best agents who will hit the pavement and employ every avenue available to bring in listings and make sales. You want to recruit hungry agents who are excellent salespeople, and there are a variety of ways to do that, as mentioned below. But where do the members of your support staff come from? Many companies subscribe to websites like Indeed that distribute job postings to various job boards and social networks, extending their reach. These job postings will be viewed both regionally and nationally. Ensure that the job description is clear and concise, precisely conveying the ideal candidate, so you will not have to cull through so many resumes at once. You will receive an email every time someone applies through the website. You can view the applicant's resume online and choose to contact them or keep looking. Post occasional support staff hires on a site like LinkedIn, or include a link for career opportunities on the company's website. Some companies still run ads in the local newspaper or trade publications. Word of mouth also brings in potential employees. You may have a current staff member who knows someone who could be a valuable asset to your company. You can post positions internally, allowing current employees to apply before you post an ad. You or your human resources department should have a list of job titles and descriptions on file so that you do not have to rewrite them whenever you need to hire. If you subscribe to a site like Indeed, copies of your job postings are saved, and you can update them and repost them as needed. Once you have narrowed your candidate list to 2 or 3 promising standouts, you can invite 1 or 2 back for a second interview. You should have a procedure for interviewing and hiring that determines how many interviews you will conduct before making a decision, who will sit in on those interviews, and how you will offer the position once a candidate is selected.